My second motion kind of goes to the whole issue that Lonnie was forging on action items with regard to development. And that motion is that the PNB instruct the local LSBs to develop a strategic plan in their signal areas for off-air fundraising due by June 1st.
Okay, the motion's been seconded. Is there any discussion? Bob?
Excuse me. Okay. I think that motion sounds like my motion, but in a different way. So I would urge that you we can go for our motion. My motion.
Yours is for the 60.
All right. For the 2000. We may wind up with dueling motions.
They still have to work on that. I mean, yeah. They still have to explore. That's a subversive motion.
Is that essentially the same as? I'm not sure that it is.
I thought AC's motion went to national 60-year
right
anniversary.
Yeah,
which I think is a great idea.
Tied into the anniversary, I don't see that they conflict really. I think they're both could live together just fine. Okay,
well, we're asking them to do two things.
The
network has to explore that, you know. So it's really the same thing.
I support this motion. I would just like to amend it to say, together with station management. The LSB
sure.
develop a plan
okay.
together with station management.
Okay, is there a second to Bob's amendment?
Second.
Okay. The amendment is...
Point of information, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, state your point of information.
Is this fundraising activity, is that supposed to be intended for local station boards or...
Yeah, the concept, Sarv, is that the local station boards are some muscle.
Could you motivate your motion then so I'll know what I'm voting on here?
Well, I mean, yeah, but my point was I was to answer your question. We want to use that muscle, but they are best tailored and best suited to recognize what's best for their signal area. That's why we'd be asking them to develop a strategic plan for not off-air fundraising before June 1st.
Point of information. Most of the station programmers and so on, they know how to raise funds on air.
Yeah, this is off air.
Off air. That's not their expertise.
Right.
Now the local station board members, they on their own, they're probably better equipped.
Right. That's
to
that's
know right. how to. So I don't know what they want to do with the management. I don't understand that at all.
It's the LSBs that we're asking.
Yeah. So are we clear? Clear on the intent of the motion?
I forgot a piece of my amendment.
Okay, Bob, what's
your... together with management, paid and unpaid staff. That's
together right. with management, paid and unpaid staff.
Right.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
It's friendly.
Sherry?
It's my understanding that the intention of Mike's motion was to send a message to the LSBs that they are a body that should contribute towards fundraising. The concern I have with Bob's amendment is that I thought the intention was to have the LSB carry some of the weight of the financial resources, raising the money for the station. If we then include, it sounds to me like you're now going to ask the staff and the management to participate in an effort that was supposed to be an effort on the part of the LSB. They've got their hands full raising money already. I think that your amendment is at odds with the intention of Mike's motion.
Well, if I could speak in defense of Bob's, because I think that we need some collaboration with staff. For example, KPFT has a development director, and it would be important for the development director to be involved in the dialogue. And the dialogue is the LSB's dialogue, obviously, but, you know, collaboration with the folks at the station, we're talking about off-air stuff, I think could be productive, and yeah, the LSBs can tailor it how they think is most effective.
Bob?
Maybe it could be clarified. I certainly understand Sherry's concern. Maybe if we added the words, you could repeat, Mike, what you have. It's something like a plan for its own off-air fundraising.
Right.
To
yes.
emphasize the initiative and the work needs to come from the LSB, but that it shouldn't be done in a vacuum. It shouldn't be done
yeah.
in isolation from or without asking the input and suggestions and participation of management and staff. That was my intent behind my amendment.
Okay, here, I just... let me just restate it. Instruct LSBs to create a strategic plan for its own off-air fundraising due by June 1st and collaborate with management and staff. Paid and unpaid.
That's good. I'd just like to add a little information. Our LSB early in the year, some of our LSB members did put on a fundraiser that was fairly successful, raised $6,000. We worked with the development director, but we didn't overburden the staff management at the station. We needed somebody at the station in order to avail ourselves of station resources. So there needs to be collaboration, but it needs to be clear that it isn't something that's going to be dumped on the laps of overworked staff who are already raising money.
Just point of information. Jack, in terms of what you just said, I think it's important to make clear what I understand Mike's motion to be is that the LSB itself take it on as a project as opposed to an individual LSB member, which is what happened in Los Angeles. Several of us individually have made efforts, but I think the idea is to have the LSB itself collaborate as a whole with coming up with this plan. Is that right, Mike?
Okay. Well, I think the main motion, Kiana, do you have the main motion as amended?
Instruct LSB to create a strategic plan for its own off-air fundraising by June 1st, 2008, and collaborate with management, paid and unpaid staff.
Okay. I think we can go to a vote. Is there any opposition to the motion? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. And now we're at time for this item.